to keep this country safe.
This week, Cruz blindsided by Trump's blockbuster Sarah Palin endorsement.
Are you ready to make America great again?
But soon, Cruz bringing out his own conservative media superstar, Glenn Beck, to check Trump.
This guy, I believe, is dangerous. I believe he is dangerous.
Trump, not impressed.
This dopey guy, Glenn Beck, he looks like hell, though. No, he's like a dope. And I, you know, I've watched him cry on television all the time. He's doing very badly.
The billionaire today tweeting, "Wacko Glenn Beck is a sad answer to the Sarah Palin endorsement." But Trump's now learning a Palin endorsement can come with pitfalls. She's under fire after linking President Obama to her son's recent arrest for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend. Palin revealing 26-year-old Track Palin, who served a year in Iraq, now suffers from PTSD, and she's pointing the finger at the president.
It's a shame that our military personnel even have to wonder if they have to question if they're respected anymore. It starts from the top. It comes from our own president.
Palin later doubling down in an interview with ABC News back home in Alaska.
My family is no different from other families that are dealing with some of the ramifications of war, and just really appreciate people who will support our troops and make sure that they are treated better than illegal immigrants, for one.
But her comments are not sitting well with some veterans. The head of one leading Iraq and Afghanistan vets group tells us PTSD is a serious subject which should not be politicized or used as a political talking point. It's certainly not President Obama's fault that Sarah Palin's son has PTSD.